You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen, our anchor man. And joining us is Pennsylvania State Rep. Rob McCurry, representing the 28th Legislative District, including a big chunk of Allegheny County here. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I understand you're about to get into the airport. I checked TSA lines for you. You're good to go this morning because that's been an issue.
Thank you. Yeah, the airport's doing great. So, but it does add some time in the security line.
All right, sort this whole discussion out for us. There's a proposal to give Pittsburgh the right to create its own tax break program to give homeowners, many of who have been in their homes a long time, to avoid the negative effects of property tax assessments going up because real estate values are going up, but you don't want to price people out of their own home that they've owned for so long because of taxes. So explain this to us, because Republicans and Democrats are completely split on this.
Yeah, it's an important issue, Larry. As many of you know, and many of your listeners know, property tax reassessments have been delayed, and the can has been kind of kicked down the road for many years in Allegheny County. And so there's this pent-up kind of reassessment opportunity that's happening. And one of the keys is who bears the burden of that reassessment? Should it be equally spread out across the county, or should there be different groups that kind of win and lose when that reassessment happens? The city of Pittsburgh has sued the county, and that lawsuit is ongoing, and it could force the hand of the county executive to, you know, proceed with this reassessment, which would reset tax values for everybody across the county. What's happening in Harrisburg today, though, literally today, there's a vote on final passage in the House to be able to exclude the municipality of Pittsburgh only from the impact of this reassessment. And that's something that I thought, you know, we all should talk about and your listeners should know. Because as we head towards this kind of reset of tax values, I think everybody's going to be looking at the impact for them. So this bill, Senate Bill 219, to me would be harmful because it would create this unequal playing field. It also has the potential to incentivize and reward these long-term homeowners, either 5 years or 10 years, depending on what the municipality would decide, for staying in their homes. In some ways, it would disincentivize new homeownership and reward kind of staying put. And that would kind of have a freeze effect on the mortgage market, which I think we should look at as well. So I spoke yesterday in Harrisburg about this and was opposed to the measure. But I do think this is headed towards passage. And so I wanted to flag this for all the listeners today in Pittsburgh.
Rob, is there any talk of any alternatives coming from the Republicans in either the House or Senate?
Well, I'll tell you, the alternatives really are that we push pause on Senate Bill 219 and that we go a different direction, which really is that we have one kind of uniform policy across the county. There's a lot in the hands of the county executive and the council at this point. And it just reinforces, you know, the importance of elections on local policy, whether it's school board, county, or municipality in Pittsburgh, and thoughtful measures that provide equal coverage under the law, I think, are so important. I offered an amendment yesterday to put this to the voters by way of referendum, and that's still possible. And so I think if the voters could weigh in, you know, then there would be buy-in on where this goes. But otherwise, if this passes today, this could be a carve-out of the city. And that would just, you know, penalize our great suburbs in Allegheny County unequally, which, again, I think would be a shame.
We're with Pennsylvania State Rep. Rob Mercury. And Rob, as you well know, the House Finance Committee approved the bill. What is a 14-11 vote, right down party lines, all Democrats in favor, all Republicans opposed. So this is how business is done in Harrisburg, we know. We still don't have a budget. We're supposed to have that by the end of June. And how's that going, by the way?
Well, Senator Joe Pittman, who's the Republican leader, has said that we're in the red zone. And so we're getting down the field towards the end. This week is really important. It could extend beyond. The governor's office has proposed a budget that's $48 billion. The House Republicans have pushed back on that, saying that that would kind of vacate too much of our surplus. But it does seem like we're headed towards a deal here towards the end of the week. And I'm hopeful to see that deal. There were some school choice measures that the Senate passed for low-income neighborhoods that could be a part of the deal, and some transparency measures in our higher ed funding, which we should also look for. The other thing is for voters to know that there's a big surplus, you know, from COVID money and from also, you know, tax money that wasn't spent in prior years. And one of the proposals that is on the table is a tax rebate to push that surplus money back out to the taxpayers, something that I supported, still on the table, as I mentioned. So, you know, again, these things can move. And the best way for listeners to help is to call your local state rep or state senator and advocate for the bills or for the measures that you'd like to see. It's always important for us to hear from the voters.
You guys really listen when people call, Rob?
We absolutely do. Hardworking people in our office in Wexford and Gibsonia, and I know that our colleagues on both sides of the aisle, we really do want to hear from the voters because at the end of the day, that's who puts us in office, and that's who will get the vote this November as well. So, yes, please call and write. Let us know what you think. And on these particular topics as well, it's not too late.
So you're saying there's a chance we could have a budget by the end of the week. And if not, when does it start to become problematic? And some people have suggested we shouldn't pay our reps after June 30th until we get a budget.
Yeah, well, it used to be that way. And that put a lot of pressure on the legislature, as you can imagine, to get a deal done on time. And it no longer is the case. Now, both legislators and staff in Harrisburg and across the state do get paid. And there's some good to that because it's not an all or nothing proposition. So, you know, currently, even though we're extended past June 30th, agencies are still being funded at the same level as the prior budget year. And so that status continues until we get a new budget done. And again, I think I'm optimistic for this week. If there's not a deal, you know, we'll keep coming back until it gets done.
Pennsylvania State Rep. Rob Mercury, representing the 28th Legislative District. Appreciate your time this morning. Safe travels, and TSA says 2 minutes through the main checkpoint, so you should be good to go.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Safe travels.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.